I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Crispin center, a little towards left center for Maurer, and he hits a high fly ball to deep center field. Way back, and it's gone! Over the 408 sign in center field. So it's 2-1, Cleveland, number 5 for Joe Maurer.
How about that? The late, great Herb Carneal on the call on a Joe Maurer career highlight. And it is Joe Maurer Day here at the ballpark. Steve Thompson live from Target Field. Jonathan Lowe back in the studio. And, of course, our coverage of the Joe Maurer Hall of Fame celebration today, brought to you by our friends at Miller Marine and Power Lodge. And I'm pleased to be joined by Twins president Dave St. Peter. And great to hear Herb a moment ago on a Joe Maurer highlight. But that illustrates Joe Maurer started his Twins career when Herb was still calling games back at the Metrodome, made the transition to Target Field, 15 years in a Twins uniform, certainly one of the all-time greats.
Well, Steve, great to be with you. And, boy, that makes my day listening to Herb Carneal on that call. But you're right. Yeah, Joe, obviously, a legacy Twin. Such an unbelievable amount of hype before Joe Maurer ever got to the Twins as a player. And, you know, I can tell you, I think that's probably, to me, the most remarkable thing is the expectations that were on him coming out of high school, number one overall draft pick, and to go on to become a first ballot Hall of Famer is really an incredible storybook career. And we've always been incredibly proud of Joe as a player, but who he is as a person is, I think, universally respected across our game. And I think that's probably a big reason why he was a first ballot Hall of Famer.
And a fair amount of pressure on Joe along the way.
Oh, no doubt. 100%. And, I think I've said this before. I think Joe actually probably underappreciated across our marketplace for a number of reasons. You know, we weren't able to have postseason success. I'm not sure that was his fault. We ultimately saw him deal with some injury, which, again, wasn't his fault. Signed him to a record-breaking contract to keep him a Twin for life. And, you know, that brought expectation. And when you look at this breakdown his career, and particularly the first 10 years as a catcher, you know, it's up there in the highest reaches of our game. And I just can tell you, we were lucky to have him in our franchise because he made us better every single day.
And I'm glad you brought that up because he was mentioned alongside Johnny Bench. You think about the names he was being compared to, and it's like, you know, this guy is a real deal. But I remember seeing him play football and basketball and baseball at Creighton Durham Hall, and, you know, thinking, yeah, you know, this guy's talented. Then he gets to the big leagues, and, you know, then you mention Johnny Bench, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, and it's fun story about that is Johnny Bench actually made his way to the Twins party for Joe Maurer Saturday night in Cooperstown to pay respect to Joe. Johnny Bench really loved watching Joe Maurer as a player, and I think really, truly, sincerely welcomed him into the fraternity, so to speak, in Cooperstown. So, yeah, this is a fun day for us in Minnesota to welcome Joe back and his first kind of public appearance, first appearance at Target Field since becoming a Hall of Famer. And, of course, tonight largely also will be about the city of St. Paul and the legacy there of David Mark Winfield, Jack Morris, and Paul Molitor welcoming Joe to that fraternity, which is also, in its own right, really, really cool.
And it's extraordinary. I brought it up with Shaletta before the news at 3 o'clock. City of St. Paul, 4 Hall of Famers. Dave Winfield, Jack Morris, Paul Molitor, and now Joe Maurer. That's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. I think it's something for all of Minnesota to be proud of, certainly for the city of St. Paul to be proud of. You kind of wonder who's going to be next, you know? Is there a young kid over there swinging the bat, maybe even playing RBI baseball? But I think the only community across America that has produced more Hall of Famers is Mobile, Alabama. And I think we need to get one more to pull even with them. So let's go St. Paul.
And some pretty good names out of Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah, you're right about that. I think Hank Aaron might be one of them, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Hammer and Hank.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave St. Peter joining us here at Target Field, and it's Joe Maurer's Hall of Fame celebration tonight, almost 2 weeks ago in Cooperstown. It is quite a trip. The museum, but to be there on a Hall of Fame weekend, and I know, Dave, you've been to a number of those. The Twins have honored a number of players. It's quite a party.
Yeah, it's the pinnacle in our sport. Certainly for individual performance and the gathering of greatness that comes there every year. And then it's just Cooperstown in and of itself is such a quaint, beautiful place. But if you love baseball and if you appreciate baseball history, it is a bucket list trip. And, I've been fortunate, more blessed than anybody, to be able to go there a lot of times. And there's nothing quite like when you go there when one of your own players are being inducted. What was really cool this year, Steve, is by far the Minnesota Twins were the most well-represented major league brand that was in Cooperstown. And that was really fun to see. And our fans really represented and really got behind Joe Maurer, which, again, I think speaks to his impact.
The show tonight, you mentioned Jack Morris will be here, Paul Molitor. There are other speakers and festivities before the game tonight. And the fans are in for a real treat because the actual plaque from Cooperstown is here at the ballpark, and fans can get a photo. And first 10,000 through the gates get a replica plaque.
Yeah, this is a really cool tradition that the National Baseball Hall of Fame has started, and we've certainly had it here in the past for some other Hall of Famers with either Twins or Minnesota roots. But you're right. You know, Joe's Hall of Fame plaque it departed Cooperstown a couple days ago. It arrived in the Twin Cities yesterday and will be here on display in the ballpark. Yes, it'll be part of the pregame, but more importantly, fans will have an opportunity to get photos with it. And I think that's a really cool tradition. We're going to actually bring Walter Johnson's plaque for the first time ever leaving Cooperstown to come to Minnesota when we pay tribute to the Washington Senators franchise a week from tomorrow on August 11th. And we're going to particularly pay tribute to the 1924 world champion Washington Senators. Of course, you know, that's this franchise. The Twins and Senators are forever linked. So I think it's a fun tradition. I wish other Hall of Fames did it. I think it'd be cool in the NFL if the busts would come out when your player gets, inducted to come to U.S. Bank Stadium for the next Viking. I just think it's a fun thing for fans who don't have the opportunity to get to Cooperstown to have that moment.
Yeah, to see the real deal. By the way, Joe Maurer, as a human being, you've dealt with a lot of ball players over the years. You've been with the club a long time, president for a long time. Universally, people say the same thing about Joe. What a great guy, what a great family. Had to be a joy to deal with Joe over the years.
Yeah, he never changed, Steve. From the first day we ever met to the day he signed a record-breaking contract to the day he retired to the day he was elected to first ballot Hall of Famer, he's the same person. I give his mom and dad, his overall family, a lot of credit. There certainly were great values instilled in Joe. And he and Maddie, his lovely wife, have not only built a great family, but they've built a reputation of giving back. They've done a lot of great things. Gillette Children's Hospital comes to mind. That was really Joe's, passion over the course of his career, and has done a lot of good things for a lot of kids and families that, frankly, were dealing with either tragedy or even worse. So, I get a little bit emotional thinking about Joe as just a person and all the impact he's had on kids across our region. And he truly was a role model. He truly was a person kids could look up to, and a mom and dad could say, yeah, I'd like you to be like Joe Maurer, because he was consistently a good person off the field. And I can tell you, I saw that, I lived it, and I think that's something we all appreciate about Joe.
And there have been so many great players to come through this organization over the years. So many wonderful talents. And Joe's just another one, and his number is retired already. That happened a number of years ago. Now in the Hall of Fame, and that's got to be one of the great joys of the job for you to see, these living legends of the game and get to know these people.
Yeah, it's funny. I talked to Joe at Cooperstown about that, and, I've been a huge advocate for the history of our franchise and worked really hard to ensure we are building the types of relationships that keeps the Rod Carews and the Tony Olivas and the Jim Cotts and Ken Herbecks and others involved. And Joe mentioned to me in Cooperstown how special it is for him to be, part of Twins history, but to be in Cooperstown with the likes of Kirby Puckett and Harmon Killebrew and Jim Cott and Tony Oliva, because, Joe went to Cooperstown 2 years ago to see Jim and Tony get inducted. I don't know that most people know that, just as a fan. And now for him to be inducted, I can tell you that means something to Joe as somebody who grew up loving the Twins. He appreciates the history of our franchise, and I think that's an especially gratifying thing for a lot of us in our front office.
Another one that stood out driving down to Target Field today was Joe spent his entire career with the Twins. That's pretty rare.
Yeah, it is. And, I think there are, two other guys that are in the Hall of Fame that are wearing Twins caps that were able to do that, Kirby Puckett, Tony Oliva. Of course, Harmon had that 1 year in Kansas City. But it is rare, and it's also, I think, really special. And it's another thing I think fans appreciate when one of their own is loyal and stays with them their entirety of their career. You think of a Cal Ripken with the Baltimore Orioles. You think of a Derek Jeter with the New York Yankees. Joe Maurer is one of those guys for the Twins, and that adds to the luster of this evening ceremony.
At Joe, when he retired, one final thought. I kind of felt like, as a fan, someone who grew up following the Twins, that he probably had another season or two or three in him, that he was in pretty good shape. How did you feel at that time when he decided to step away?
Well, I thought he could have played. Obviously Joe had a certain standard that he wanted to be able to play at. Anybody who watched him, he still took the best at-bats out of anybody on the diamond when he stepped away. And, it's been well documented. Derek Falvey went to Joe at the trade deadline at 18. We weren't going to be in contention and gave him an opportunity if he wanted to pursue a trade. Joe really felt strongly about loyalty to Minnesota and to finishing his career as a Twin. But I think at that point he kind of probably had a pretty good sense that this was going to be it. He had dealt with the concussions and some other physical challenges, and he frankly was probably more focused on trying to be a great husband and a great dad. And I really always respected that. But there's no doubt in my mind he could have been an effective player for a couple additional years. He helped us win every game he was on the diamond for the Twins.
Joe Maurer Day here at Target Field. It's a big Hall of Fame celebration. Dave, always good to see you. Thanks so much for the time today.
Thanks for being here, Steve. Let's get a win tonight.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.